Today's daf is Nazir, daf Yud Beis, and we are on Yud Aleph from a Beis all the way at the bottom, continuing in Perak Hareini Nazir for another couple of days. And we start off with an amazing statement on the beginning of today's daf. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'omer l'shlucha, if a man says to a shliach, Tzei v'kadesh li isha stam, as we know, a person can get married themselves or through a shliach, as the Gemara learns out in the beginning of the second paragraph of Maseches Kedushin, v'shilach, v'shilcha, bizman hazeh, we don't do it anymore, but in the days of old, the days of the Mishnah, where there was a break of a year between Kedushin and Nisuin, it could be that the man couldn't get out, that he couldn't make it to this one he was being Mekadesh, so therefore he says a shliach. Here, the difference is, he did not give specific instructions. He told the shliach, go be Mekadesh, be a wife. Go find me a good wife. You know what I like. You know the values that I have. You know my personality. So, you know, find me somebody great. Say the Kadesh Li'isha Stam. And what happens? Got to read the Bach here. Umeisa Shliach. And the Shliach dies. And I have no idea what happened. Was he Mekadesh a woman? Was he not Mekadesh a woman? Which woman was he Mekadesh? I don't know. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Asur b'chol hanashim sheba olam. This man is now asur to get married to any woman in the world. Asur to all women. Why? Chazaka shliach oza shlichuso. We assume there's a chazaka that the shliach did his job. Shliach oza shlichuso. And the kivan de lo parishle. And since he didn't explicate, we have no idea which one. Halo yadale heini ukadishle. We have no idea which woman in the world he was mekadesh. And therefore, what's the problem? Therefore, what's the chashash? Any woman might be a primary relative of the woman that the shliach was mekadesh. So if I go to a woman, I'm like, you want to get married? Am I allowed to have ne'emanus? She doesn't have ne'emanus, as we'll see, to say that, oh, it wasn't her sister. Right? The Mefarish says, on the fourth line, Dilma zuhi ima obita o achosa shalosa isha. Maybe it's the mother, daughter, or sister of that woman, shekidesh lo shlucho, v'inkul rasuros lo. And they're all usher to him. So that's the principle of chazaka shlichos shlichuso, and therefore this man cannot get married. There's a lot to talk about, but first, where we've mentioned this before in Haggadah Shiurim, is on the line of the name of the Maharal Diskin. Bikesh Lavan Lakar Esakol. It's a big mystery. What exactly does that line mean? When was Lavan interested in uprooting everything? And he was even worse than Paro. Paro only wanted to kill the males, Zacharim. And Lavan wanted to get rid of everything. So where did he want to get rid of everything? So, explains the Maharal Diskin, I saw also similar B'Shem the Gra and others, that the plan was that Besuel and Lavan, we know, were interested in killing Eliezer, killing the Shliach that Avram sent. What would have happened if they would have been successful, right? We know the Medrash tells us, Rashi quotes it, they put the cup of wine in front of Eliezer, and the Malach flipped it, and that's why Besuel was the one that drank it, and that's why he disappears, because he died, and Lavan is the one that by the end of the story is the only one that is talking. So why they want to kill Eliezer? Because Avraham was Seva Kadesh Le'isha Stam. Avraham told them, go find a nice wife for Eliezer. And therefore, they wanted to be Mvakesh HaKol. That would have been the end of Am Yisrael. Yitzchak would never have been able to get married, and that would have been it. Bikesh Yaakov Laakar Esha. Bikesh Lavan Laakar Es HaKol. Good. The Chasam Sofer is quoted here as saying, it wouldn't exactly, it doesn't relate to this issue, but it wouldn't exactly have worked that way, because there were limitations. When Eliezer comes, he says, Avram told me only someone from here. So maybe all women from here would have been Ne'eseres. But it wasn't everyone, because maybe that was the plan. But after Eliezer said that, right, that he was only sent to find a woman from this mishpacha, so that would have limited the Isser, the population that would have been included in the Isser. Remember the Drushas Haran asked the question, the Klei Yakar also asked this question, what was the big schlep anyway, that Avram said to Eliezer, go get a wife for me for Padan Aram, schlep all the way there, those were non-Jews and these were non-Jews, the ones right near him in Eretz Canaan, why do you have to go so far away to find a wife? And he made him take a shvua. Just find the wife from here. They're all going to have to convert anyway. So the answer the Drushas Haran gives, and the Klei Yakar as well, there's a difference between the types of Averos that they were involved in. The people from Canaan had problems with their Deos, problems with their avodah zarah, problems with their beliefs. Beliefs can be shaped. Beliefs can be molded and taught. And that's why Avraham Avinu, let's start from the other way. In Padan Aram, why did he dafka want to go there first to bring a wife from there? Because that was regarding Midos. He needed someone who has a certain level of Midos. And Midos go from the parents genetically to the offspring. And therefore, the people around Avraham Avinu did not have the appropriate Midos, and that's why he had to go there. They had other problems there. Fine, not Midos Tovos, but that would be okay, because that isn't Yarshin from parent to child. But the most important thing to Avraham Avinu was the Midos, and that's why he had to go to Padan Aram and could not go to, could not stay in Canaan. Okay, so the halacha is that if a man says to a shliach, be v'kadish, be a woman, so then he is usher to all women in the all women in the world. And the Rishonim asked certain questions on this. The Achronim, start with one of the questions of the Achronim. Would we say that at least there would be a limit to all women that he could have gotten to? What if there's a woman who lives on the other side of the world? That's also included. Lo plug? We say we have no idea. So logically, we would probably limit it. Not to call it Hashem Sheva Olam, number one. Number two, we'll see soon that there's a limit, that it should be limited to only women with relatives. If a woman doesn't have any relatives, maybe it wouldn't be usher to them. But Tosfos has a different kasha. Tosfos asks, Asur b'chol ha'ashrim sheba olam, v'im tomar, v'kule alma ye asru. Nobody in the world should ever be able to get married, based on this logic. Nobody, why? Zeshema zos he should is kasha ha'idei shliach. Maybe this is the one that got married. You're worried that if a woman comes and says that, you know, a man wants to marry this woman, and we have to be worried, oh, maybe she's the sister. And we don't believe her that she's not the sister, so we shouldn't believe any woman who says, I'm not the one who is niskadeshes al yidei shliach. So nobody in the world should ever be able to get married. Ula Rabbeinu Tam, da'anashim ne'emanos lomar lo niskadashti. And even according to Rabbeinu Tam, who, a woman is believed to talk about herself, to say that it wasn't me, teinach gadolos. That's fine for the gadolos at the time, that are b'nei das, b'nos das, ketanos, she'inan yodos, im aviyam kibol avur kiddushin, ma'ikal ameymar, v'kfar me'isaviyah. What about the young ones? Maybe there was kiddushay ketana here by the fathers. They wouldn't be believed because they have no idea. So ask Tosfos, how could anybody in the world get married if anybody ever did this? Answers Tosfos, really, the whole din, this is going to be a major machlokas Rishonim. Bali Tosfos hold here, the whole din of Rabbi Yochanan is a chumrah. Me'ikir hadin, this man should be able to get married. Why? Because of Rov. Because Hochanach Harov, most women in the world aren't the sisters of the person that the shliach might have bin Makadesh. V'yesh lomar. Demita araisa filu hushari lisa. Tazlina basaruba. Milomar mikrovos hamukudeshasi. We go to the rove and we don't say that, oh, this one is from the, is a sister. No, you go to the rove. Right? We read this line. It's very surprising to us. The whole, all the world. No, the rove. The eno ela knasa ba'alma. It's a knas. It's a fine. He made a irresponsible shlichus. Don't make a shlichus like that. It's irresponsible. Sha'asa shliach stam, v'lo pirish lo kadesh plonis. Pick a girl, tell the shliach to go be b'kadesh that woman. That's it. Ula di dei kansu, lachrini lo kansu. And that's why we only make the knas on the sender, on the mishaleach, because he was the one that made the irresponsible shlichus, but not on the rest of the, not on the rest of the world. We'll leave the rest of Tosis for a moment. But that's Ba'alei Tosfos Shita. If you look in the Ramban in Gittin, where this sugya comes up, the Ramban asks Tosfos' kasha also. The Ramban asks Tosfos' kasha along with another question. Tosfos says, why, Tosfos doesn't formulate this question, why isn't each woman believed? To say, I'm not the one. Hikshu b'Tosfos, he quotes, V'chol anashim sheva olam yasru linasei shema shliach hazeh kishol hazeh. Fine, that's Tosfos Kasha. V'im tomar sheim ne'emanus lomar lo niskadashnu, and if they are believed to say, sheim ne'emanus lomar lo niskadashnu, im kain yehe hu mutter b'chol anashim ha'omros krovos shelohen lo niskadashnu lo. Right, and if they're believed to say, Mimanavshach, you should believe women. If you believe women that I'm not the sister, you should believe women that I am okay for the world. If you believe women that I'm okay for the world, for everybody else, they should believe this woman. Umitartsim, and Rabban quotes an answer at first. This is not what we have in our Tosfos. Ne'emanos hein la'atir satzman, ve'ein ne'emanos la'atir la'achirim. There's a difference in the chiluk of the ne'emanos. Women are believed about themselves. A woman is not believed to say, oh, this is what happened to my sister. No, you don't have that ne'emanos. You believe about yourself, right? About the, there are certain types of nemonios that only go for themselves. That's the first answer. But then Tosa says, what about the Ketanos? Then the Rabban quotes Tosa at this point, what about the Ketanos? Maybe they don't know. The Hey Ma'alim Hashmua Shehi Knas. And these Balei Tosfos quote the idea that it's a fine, it's a Derabanan, Mishum Sha'asa Shaloka Hogan, Uludide Kazav Olacherim. Fine. Says the Ramban, I beg to differ. Ve'ein divrayim bekan mischavrim klal. I do not think that's a... Read the Gemara, you don't get that impression. We didn't even read the next line of the Gemara. The next line of the Gemara makes a comparison on a Daraisa level. Pashtus. It's very difficult to read the Gemara according to Tosas. And Tosas himself in our sugya acknowledges that. That's why he's going to have to come up with a huge chiddush in the next line of the Gemara. But the Ramban says it doesn't sound that way. To mikol makrom, hichmas asmal suffix there. Right? He was nichnas to this suffix, va'od. And also, we're kones. Usually you find somebody where they really did something wrong. Did he really do something wrong here? Yeah, it was a little irresponsible. But are we going to make a knas against this person? You make a knas if somebody goes and is betame somebody else's truma. Okay, that's bad. That's wrong. But here... V'od ma iser bazeh, v'chi hayel olacha sheyamos ashliach. Also, should he have to worry? We're never choshe shemayamos. We're not worried that the shliach is going to die. So, that's the kasha. So, after a couple of lines, and he quotes the continuation of the Gemara, so, Elo, says the Ramban, kach roi lomar. Says the Ramban, this is what you should say. Dekol hanashim mutaros linase v'afilu ktanos shemesa vihen. Really, it's mutter. I agree. That everybody else in the world should be able to be married. Why? Not because we're not kones them, but there's a cheskas pnuya. Lefisha becheskas pnuya saying, every woman has a chazaka that she's not married. Every woman has the chazaka until we know she's married. Every woman has a cheskas pnuya. Ve'ein cheskas shliach osa shlichuso motzion me chazaka. The chazaka of the shliach doing what he was supposed to do is not strong enough to be motzi and override the cheskas pruya. Right? This is one of those classic chazaka cases. When you have chazakas on both sides, what do you go by? Well, we discussed this back in the first paragraph of Ksubis. When you have cheskas mamon and cheskas pruya, cheskas psula, right? Many chazaka de meikara, chazaka de hashta. So it says the Ramban. The chazaka of shliach osa shliach, if you want to look it up, by the way, it's the Ramban samach dalad amabes in Gittin. Number one, va'od, and there's also a chazaka that the father wouldn't withhold the information from his daughter that he was mekadesher, mekabel kedushin for her. Va'od chazaka al ha'av she'ina mekadesh bito v'shosek lekalkel aleha ilu kidashtan have a modiela v'larashim harbe. He would have told people. Aval, so that's why really the whole world is mutter to get married. Why? Every woman has a cheskas pnuya. And that overrides, that stands strong in the face of chazaka, shliach osa shliach. But then the Ramban has to answer, so why is he usher? Why is he usher and all the women in the world? Why don't you say, every woman has a cheskas pnuya? Says the Ramban, how does one woman's cheskas pnuya tell us anything about what happened to her sister? Right? You can't mix and match. A cheskas pnuya works for a person, a woman herself. Fine. But we're not worried about this woman in front of her who he wants to marry. We're worried about her sister, her mother, her daughter. So her cheskas pruya has nothing to do with what happened to the sister. Aval hu anaser, hu aser benashim, sheish lahen krovos, lefi she'en chazaka shel krovos, she'en unbos, lidon lefaneinu, mo eleslo. You can't just flip, the chazaka works for this woman, it works for other women. No, cheskas pruya is very personal. It works for me. It doesn't work for others. Ha'ilu, but then the Ramban adds a controversial line. What if all the women in her family came in front of us and said, I'm not married? So the Ramban says, that would work. Ha'ilu ba'os krovos va'amru, lo kidashnu shliach, vade mutter bohen de'edecha ne'ma bi'isurin. You read this Gemara, you think, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. Such a wide-ranging iser. But as we keep analyzing, we see that it is limited. The Rabban says if all the sister and the relatives came along and said, it's not, nothing happened, then it's true, the cheskes fulia would work for them. The Gemara is going to say, if a woman has no relatives, then also, he's going to be able to be married. You read the Chasav Sofer that we mentioned before by Avraham Avinu, it was only for a certain place. You read the Sharm Siyad Balacha, ask the Kasha, maybe it should only apply to women who theoretically the Shliach could have gotten to. But if they live on the other side of the world, maybe it wouldn't apply. You got to figure out exactly where the Shliach died, and how do we know? But again, we start off with this major Isser, and then as we keep going, it seems to get a little more limited. Let's now read the end of that Tosfos, even though the Gemara is going to bring up this issue, but let's just read the end of that Tosfos right now. Back to the top Tosfos of Aser. Tosfos says, okay, well, remember what was Tosfos of the Shita? It's a knas. On a Daraisa level, everybody should be mutter to everybody, but we fine him for being irresponsible. And how would you answer the Ramban's Kasha? What did he do? He was irresponsible. You can make a knas for that. So maybe the answer is, don't be irresponsible when it comes to marriage. You know, you want to be irresponsible when it comes to other mitzvos that only apply to you. That's one thing. But here we're talking about marriage. By Gittin and Kiddushin, we have a higher standard. You have to take responsibility, right? Lamad Avadoma, we had the Ran at the end of Nedarim, Daf Pei Zayin by Tofani Dibur. We mentioned this a couple of days ago when we spoke about Tawus. Right, there are four exceptions to Tofani Dibur, maybe five. What did the Gemara say? Megadef, Avodizara, Kiddushin and Gerushin. And the Rambam maybe adds on a fifth, Hekdesh. Right, so why? What's so special about those? So the Ran says, because you don't mess around by those. Those contexts require a certain level of Gemira's Das, and we assume you have it, and therefore it's inappropriate to mess around. If you said something, you can't retract. So here too, you know, you can't, maybe Tosfos is the Knas, the point is that it's irresponsibility in the world of Kiddushin, right? Not just in Stam, any other area of life. So that's the first part of Tosfos. But then Tosfos quotes, V'yim Tomar, this Amid gets into a couple of Shas topics. Chazaka Shlichos Shlichuso, that was number one. Holchan Achar Arov, number two. Here's the third one. V'yim Tomar, V'levi Yisur Daraisa. Why are we saying that it's a Chumra here? Me'ikra didn't should be us or why? Because we know there's a principle. Tahavi le kavua. V'chol kavua kemechzal mechzadami. There's a principle of kavua. This is assumed by Rove Mefarshim to be a Xeris Akasif. There are some that try to give a svara, but this is a principle that we know of. It comes up in various places. The two principles that go together, kol kavua, anything that is stationary, kemechzal mechzadami, you treat as 50-50, and that's different than called the parish, meruba parish, right? Anything that comes out of a rove is, you follow the rove, right? What is the classic case? Gemara in Chulin, you find a piece of meat. There are 10 butcher stores in the town. There are 9 kosher ones and 1 non-kosher one. If you find a piece of meat, you find a piece of meat on the floor and you don't know which store it came from, that's different than, you know, you took it from one of the stores, you don't remember which one, right? If you took it from one of the stores, you don't remember which one. So also, is that, you go by the stores? The stores are kavua. So you go by you, the piece of meat is moving. But either way, without getting into the details of how it's applied in that case, so the principle is, if the suffix is about something stationary, so then you say it's 50-50. If it's about something that is moving, called a parish, meruba parish. So those are the two principles. So asks Tosfos, here, why don't you say kavua? Right, what do you say, kol kavua? Why do you say, oh, me'ikar adin, this woman's coming from most of the women in the world. Why do you call her kavua? Call her stationary. The answer is, Tosfos says, we're going to have another way to answer it in the Gemara, but Tosfos answers, v'yesh lomar, delo amrinan kavua kamechzadami, ela kesheha isar, nikar la'atzmo, the aheter nikar la'atzmo. When the isar and the heter were each recognizable at some point, and then there was a mix-up. Here, aval kesheena isar nikar la'atzmo lo amrinan kavua. Here, it was never nikar, it's not nikar, so therefore, it wasn't a taroves, really, that there was an iser, that was ne'evad, so that's why you don't apply the principle of kavua, and therefore you say, you continue, and say, it could be about rov. Okay, let's continue, and then we'll get back to kavua. Fourth line. Eiser, Eish Lakash, Rabbi Yochanan. Besides all the questions that the Rishonim asked on this, Rabbi Yochanan, Eish Lakash asked Akasha, from a Mishnah in Meseches Kinim. Three prakim of Kinim, all the way at the end of Kachim, all about mix-ups of birds. A kan is a pair of birds. Kinim is where people have to bring a pair of birds and they got mixed up. Or you have one set, birds in most of these cases by Mechusrei Kapara. One is an Ola bird, one is a Chatos bird. They have opposite avodos in terms of what you're supposed to do. Where you're supposed to be matzah the blood. So says the Mishnah, Kan Stuma, if I have a pair of birds that are Stuma, I did not designate yet which is going to be the Chatos and which is going to be the Ola. Right, I gave the Kohen two birds, bring these on my behalf. Sheparcha gozel echad mehen la'avir olam, and one of them flew away. One of them flew the coop, literally. O sheparcha lebein chatos amesos, or one of them got mixed up with chatos mesos. What are the chatos mesos? We know there is a halach l'moshe b'sinai, that if a chatos ever gets disconnected from its owner in terms of its kapara element, the halach is they have to be left to die. Chatos mesos. What are they? The Mishnah in Tamura tells us. Chaf aleph mabeis. The beginning of the parak known as Vlad Chatos. That's one of them. The fourth parak in Tamura. Vlad Chatos. You have a carpet Chatos, and the Chatos has a baby. So that baby, Chatos, has no connection to being mechaper for your avera. You're going to use the mother baby. Chatos is always nekeva. Right? So you're going to use the mother baby, not the child. So Vlad Chatos. That Vlad is a Chatos that's disconnected from the owner and the kapara needed. Tmuras chatas, your maimer on a carbon chatas. You create tmura. Chatas shemesu bahalaha. The carbon chatas that whose owner died. You can't have a kapara lamesim. So that's a third one. Or avrashnasa. It got too old to be used as a chatas. Or niskapra ba'acher. Niskapra ba'acher. The abbreviation for the five to remember is vitimna. Vitimna. Vlad chatas. Tmuras chatas. Niskapra, the nur is niskapra ba'achet, the ayin is avrashnasa, and mem is, which is the one I'm missing, mesu ba'aleha. Right, those are the five to remember, vitimna. So, if one of the birds, back to our Mishnah, in Kenim, if one of the birds that he set aside got mixed up in these chatos mesos, so basically you can't use that bird that got mixed up, osha meis echem ehen, or one of them died, and you don't, and they're all sasum. So you don't know, like, which one was going to be the chatos, which one was going to be the ola. So all you have to do is yikach zug lasheni. You can just take another bird and pair it up. Because the bird that's left wasn't designated yet. So it's fine. So then you take another bird, you don't have to start again. The ilu, what's mashma from that Mishnah? This is not really our issue now, but once we quoted that Mishnah, we quote this. V'ilu kan mefurashes. If the kan had been designated before, and now one of the birds fly away, and you don't remember which one is still in front of you, right, you can't tell the difference. Right, it wouldn't have a takana because you don't know what's left, the ola or the chatas. So you'd have to take two new birds. You wouldn't be able to take just one and pair it up. But what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that if one of the birds went and got mixed up somewhere, so you bring another bird to pair. But 1 minute. The ilu shar kinim ba'alma miskanan. But all other kinim in the world are misukan. Meaning, everybody else in the rest of the world that have to bring a pair of birds, no problem. We're not worried about anything. Ask the Gemara, according to you, Reb Yochanan, why not? V'yamai, lema kol chada v'chada, dilma hainiyu. Maybe every bird that you bring, I'm going to go bring the following week, if somebody lost one of their birds, I'm going to bring a pair of birds. But 1 minute, maybe this bird, one of the birds that I'm bringing, is really the long-lost bird of my friend. And now, says the Mefarish, I'm being miskaper by carbon shel chaveri. Right? I can't be miskaper with somebody else's carbon. So why is it that all these are, why can everybody bring birds? Right? Just like the sister of the one my shliach married is mixed up in the whole world, so too the bird is mixed up. So it should be a problem. Answers the Gemara, wait a minute. Amar le kamina ana isha delo naida. V'yamartli at isura denayid. Exactly what Tosu just mentioned. There's a difference between birds and people. Birds are moving, nayid, and therefore, right, navanud by Kayan. Right, nayid, and therefore, you could say the principle of called the parish by ruba parish, by birds. And most birds are not this one. But a woman is kavua. A woman, people are considered kavua. And therefore, called kavua kemechzal mechzadami. And that's why it is lahachmir. Lahachmir. What do you mean a woman is kavua? Look at Tosfos on the last skinny line. Kal kvuda bas, I'm saying the mefarish. Kal kvuda bas melach pnima. Kol Kvuda, major topic. Kol Kvuda Mazal Pnima. Women are known as the Akeres Habayis, right? David HaMelech said that, and therefore, and that's part of the reason why they light Shabbos candles, because that's the basis to create the Avira in the house. They're the Akeres Habayis, and therefore they're considered an Halacha Lo Nayid. V'chi Teiman asked the Gemara, what do you mean? But maybe the woman was out when the Shliach found her. Hachanami Nayid Eimar B'shuka Ashka Fakadish. Maybe the Shliach found her in the Shuk and was Makadisher. Answer, Hasav Hajul Nichusa. Even if she's out, she goes back home. She's considered Kavua. Gabi Khan, Mihajra, but by a bird, birds flying all over the place. A bird is never considered going home. And therefore, even after a bird would go back to the coop, that wouldn't be considered something that we would be interested in. Okay, finishing up a little bit more. What about Mitzora? But the birds of Mitzora? The birds of Mitzora? Yeah, the same, if a bird would fly away, one of the birds would fly away.
You send one away.
If one went away...
No, you send one away.
You send one away. Oh, so there you send one away, but it could be that that one becomes chulim when you send one away. But the Gemara actually talks about it. Gemara talks about it by the Mishulachas. The Mishulachas. But that's the only type of carbon. It's an interesting discussion, which we're not going to have right now. The only type of carbon that you send away, unless you count Lazazel also. But it's the carbon that you're not makrif, right? Where else you get a carbon that you take, you do something with, and then you send away. A lot of symbolism to that. Amar Rava, continuing. Now Rava has the limit. Umoder Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan admits in this case of sending the shliach to be mekadesh isha stam, be isha she'ein lo lo bas velo bas bas velo bas ben velo aim velo aim velo achos, by a woman who has no primary relatives that are still alive, right? She had a mother, right? But no primary relatives are still alive, then there is no worry. The alpha pi shahaisa la achos, then is garsha la achar mikan. Even if she has a sister that was divorced la achar mikan, meaning after the minui shlichus, as long as her sister was married at the time of the minui shlichus, the part of the shlichus, there's no worry. Tiahi sharya. Right, it's mutter, this woman you don't have to worry about. Right, you do not say lo plug in this regard. And therefore, in this case, there would still be a lot of women on the market. My time, why do we say that? What's the reason? Tosis points out here that we don't really mean my time. We really mean what exactly is the case. Look at Tosis, the Ramaskal, my time. Klomar, hechi dummy. That's the real question of the Gemara. Shelo hayala achos v'ata yeshla. What does it mean that something switched? That she didn't have a sister and now she does have a sister, right? That's what shehayala achos, right? Umina din habel lemeimer hechidami. The Gemara should have said hechidami. This is an underline tosis. El mishum the lashon nazir mishuna. Ooh, just like we had in the Rishonim in the Darim. Lishna de Darim mishuna. Here we have another one. Tosis says lashon nazir mishuna. And therefore, this is like a hechidami question. So what's the question? My taima, back to the Gemara, what's the case that the subject switched to be a hishaita, the ka'amar lei, havi de nasivin lagavre, at the time that the man appointed the shliach to go find him a wife, the sister was married, the sister of this woman was married, so, and we assume, ki mashvi shliach b'milsa dekaima kameh. A person only appoints a shliach. What is his das? His das is go find me a wife from someone who's on the market right now. Ki b'milsa d'lokayim akameh lo mashvi shliach. The man we can assume doesn't have in mind that the shliach should find a wife for someone who's married today. Even if by the time you get there she's not married, I didn't have that in mind. And that's what we assume. And that's why, as long as she was married at the moment of the mini shlichus, all those women would be okay. Stop there for a moment. I just wanted to mention one other point about Kavua and Kemechsa al Mechsa. There is a question of the Mordechai. The Mordechai, the Granat, talks about this Mordechai. And the question is, the Mordechai asks, how could we ever go Holken Acha Harov by a Bezdin? Right? That's the source, by a Bezdin of 3 and 2371. How could we ever go after a Rove? Why? The Bezdin is sitting in its chamber when it makes a psak. Right, in the Lishkas Hagazis, the Sanhedrin Hagazal, or anyone, you have to be sitting with Ituf, called Kavua, Kamechsa Mechsadami. So every time you have a psak din, you should say it's 50-50, stalemate, there'll never be a psak. That's the bomb kasha of the Mordechai, that you know there has to be an answer to. But that's the Mordechai. Why don't you say the Sanhedrin is kavua, just like we said here? The woman is kavua. What, only women are kavua? Because of kol kvudu b'masnav p'nima. Not men. The men are sitting. Kol kavua, k'metzah mechzadami. That's the Mordechai. Says the Mordechai has a couple of answers, but one of his answers is no. Because you know why it's not kavua? Because the psak isn't, you don't focus on the people, you focus on the words that come out of their mouth. That's the psak. And that's what you go by, the rove of the decisions, of the opinions, and therefore called the parsh beruba parsh. So you're allowed to go by that. That's the Mordechai. The Granat, though, says, I have a better, a different answer. I have a more fundamental answer based on Reb Chaim. Based on Reb Chaim. What's Reb Chaim's Chiddush? Based on Tosfos. It's really the Granat based on Reb Chaim, based on Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? Baba Kama. Tosfos says that the rove, when it comes to a Beis Din, is a different type of rove. It's what Tosfos calls kemisha eino. It's as if the miut is not there. Meaning, when Beis Din comes up with a psak, and they say, this is the psak, it's not that Beis Din is saying, and this is part of why there's an aveira, there's an isser for a dayan to go out of the Beis Din and say, look, I wanted to be mezakeh you, but I was outvoted. You're not going to say that, not just not because of Lashon Hara, but because there is one composite answer when Beis Din gives a psak. Mutter, tahar, asur. That's the answer. It's not that, majority. When it comes in the Masa Umaton, in the getting to the stage of the answer, so then that, there are deliberations, so then you go by the rove within the deliberations. But once they're finished, and you come with a Gemar Din, Ishploni Atazaka, Ishploni Atachayev. There's one composite Din, and therefore there's no longer any rove. There's no longer a rove to talk about. So that's what Tosfos means, that's what Reb Chaim says. A ruba bidayanim is kemi she'eno. He says it's compared to what we might say is called rubo kikulo and not hochenachar harov. Right? Contrast those two principles. By a rov bidayanim, it's ruba kikulo. Right? This is discussed in Sanhedrin and Daf Gimel in the Tosfos over there, and there's a Tosfos in Baba Kama. This is the discussion based on the principle of kavua, the question of the Mordechai, and the answer of the Mordechai, and then Reb Chaim. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. So what did the Gemara just say? Rava limited Rabbi Yochanan. It only, his Isser does not apply to a case of a woman who has no relatives. And even if she had a relative, she has relatives, as long as they were married at the time of the Minhag Shlichus, that is good enough. Because the person only makes a Shliach regarding something that's in front of him right now. So what is this whole Gemara doing here? Right now we're going to find out. Now we're going to ask Akasha from our Mishnah. Tnan, Hareini Nazir, V'yalayla Galeach Nazir. What did we say at the end of the shir yesterday? A person says, I'm a Nazir, and I hereby accept to bring the karbanis of another Nazir. V'shamach Adeiro V'yamar, and the second friend also says, V'ani V'yalayla Galeach Nazir. I accept to be a Nazir, and also I'm going to bring karbanis of a Nazir for my friend. Imayopikchin Magalchin Zedzeh. If they're smart, then they'll bring the karbanos on behalf of each other. But if not, they'll bring karbanos on behalf of another Nazir. Says the Gemara, wait a minute! When the first Nazir made his declaration, he says, I hereby accept to bring karbanos for another Nazir. The second Nazir wasn't a Nazir yet. And what does the Mishnah say? He could bring karbanos. The first man number one could bring karbanos for man number two, who wasn't even a nazir at the time that he had the acceptance. But the Gemara is saying, wait a minute, I thought a person doesn't have in mind future events. He's going to bring karbanos on. It's not really appointing a shliach, but it's the same idea. Bishlama basra ika kadma kame. Fine, nazir number two has nazir number one that's already a nazir when he made the acceptance. Ela kadma mi ika basra kame. But when the first nazir accepted to bring the karbanis for another nazir, the second one wasn't a nazir yet. So shouldn't we say that he can't bring? Just like in our case, we assume that the guy did not have in mind somebody who got divorced in the future. So Gemara says, Ela as follows. Hachi ka'amar. This is what was meant to say. Imashkachna dahavi nazir agalche. That's how we interpret the words of the first nazir. If I find a nazir at a certain time in the future, I will bring karbanos on behalf of him. Meaning, we assume the umdina was, he was including things in the future. So hachanami. So getting back to our Gemara, asking on Rava. Hachi ka'amar le. Shouldn't we say that this is what he meant to say? Imashkachas de migrisha kadish le? Kadish li? Even if there's a woman who was married originally, but by the time you get there, she's on the market, right? So then she's my type, so marry her for me. So the Gemara reformulates Rava, right? It's not that Rava says that, oh, a person doesn't have in mind, in umdina, things in the future, but it's a halachic issue. A person cannot make a shliach for something that he can't do. Amri, lo mashvi inish shliach ela b'milsa d'matzi avet hashta. A person can only make a shliach for something that he himself could do today. So if I can do it today, I can make a shliach to do it. Something that he can't do, he can't make a shliach. Meaning, what's the difference between this formulation and the previous one? It's not a question about what he was thinking. It's a halachic problem. If you look in the Rush on the fifth or sixth line in the Rush, right here, in the Pirush HaRush, Ula Ola Masik Inish Anafshe B'maydo Kaim Kameh. People can be thinking about things in the future, and that's our Mishnah. The afilu hachi lo havishlucho, but here he's not a shliach. Afilu impirish lo beferish to call milsa de lo, right? Even if he says beferish, any woman that you find, even if she's married now, you know, please do that, marry her for me. Even if he says that, it's not going to work. To call milsa de lo matzi ihu lo mevin ashta, if he can't do it now, then he can't make a shliach to do it now either. It is a halachic problem. Stop there for a moment. Tosfos here asks Akasha. Tosfos is printed at the bottom of the previous Amud. Tosfos says on the third wide line in Tosfos on the bottom, V'im Tomar, Damaisim B'chol Yom. How is it possible? A woman says to another woman, but a woman's making chala. She'isha mes lechaverta. Let's say I give another woman flour. Here, please, bake me challah, be mafresh my challah for me, and do everything you have to do. But 1 minute, you're not allowed to be mafresh challah when it's still in flour. There's no chiv of challah yet. And yet, this woman is making a shliach to be able to be mafresh her challah. How does that work? Well, the Gemara just says, if you can't halachically do it now, so then you can't make a shliach to do it. So this woman who owns the flour cannot halachically be mafresh challah right now, so how do we say that she can make a shliach to be mafresh challah on her behalf? And Tosfos says, we all do that. We all do that. One woman's going to be busy, she gives her flour to someone else. That's Tosfos' kasha. B'shash osa shlichas lo haisi yichola ba'atzma lafresh challah mikevach zeh. Deina b'chiyuva. Answers Tosfos, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, yeah, but there is something in her yad. Tosfos has two points in his answer. The yesh biyada lahavi isa migulgeles, velomar isa zute chala al kemach l'kishayi anilosh. I could bring dough right now and say, I'm going to be mafresh from this dough in mind for the flour that I have. That's in her rishus, number one. And also, and dvarim she biyada, Kayamim, the ain't that davar shel bala olam. Kiva shebi yada lalo shel gal galisa. And don't call this davar shel bala olam, because I could add the water right now to this flour and do it myself. But Tosfos is bothered and struggling with this. Where did this come up? Comes up halacha lemaisa by any mashgiach. By any mashgiach, many times. What does the owner of a restaurant say? What does the owner of a bakery say? He tells the mashgiach, you take care of all of the halachic issues. You be mafrish, you be menaker, you do everything. But what do you mean? There's no chiyuv yet. There's no chiyuv yet when I tell the mashgiach. The answer is this Tosfos. This Tosfos is huge, halacha lemaisa. Every time you have a mashgiach that not only checks but does things, or any workers in the store, so you need this Tosfos. Right? The Gemara says, you can't do it now? Yeah, but if it's biyad to do it, I can bring another challah, I can bring this, I can bring that. So you have to work out that it is in. Unless you say there's a transfer, like the owner is transferring ownership, so to speak, and then just getting the profits back. Got to work it out regarding that. Some of the Achronim talk about this idea. Rav Schachter talks about in Bikvei Atzon on page Kuf Tzadi Gimel, there's also another element in this sugya of challah related, and that's the issue of Zechia. Right? We mentioned in the past the case of the Trumas Hadeshen. It's quoted in the Ramah. Miksos doesn't like it. The case where there is a Mishareses that is in a kitchen, and the owner of the challah went out, and the Mishareses sees that if she's not mafresh challah and bake the challah right now, bake the dough right now, it's going to be ruined. So is she allowed to take off challah because she knows that this is what the owner would want? And the Trumas Hadeshen says yes, it's zachin l'adam. And the Ksos doesn't like it because the Ksos says that's called zachin mei adam. like based on a Rash Ben Adarim, not Zachin La Adam. But either way, the pashtus is what the Truma Sadeshin quotes, so the Ramah quotes it in Yoredeya, that it's allowed. It's allowed because Zachin La Adam. See, here too, there could be elements in the Hashgacha cases and in these Chala cases of Zachiyah. Period. Back to the Gemara. Again, there's a lot more to talk about, but we continue. Says the Gemara now, sixth line, Vilo. Is it really true that if you can't do something, you can't make a shliach to do it? But we had not so long ago, in the end of Nedarim, what about being mefer a neder? Tashma, we learned in a brisa there. Ha'omer lapu trapis shelo. If somebody says to his agent, kol nedarim shetadur ishti mikan acha avo mimakom ploni, any neder that my wife makes from now until I get back, hefer la, be mefer. The hefer la, and that's what the apotropis does, yachol yihu mufar, you might think this works, it does not work. Tam lomar, ishayi kimenu v'ishayi firenu. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says, I cannot appoint a shliach to be mefer nedarim of my wife. I can't, because the husband has to be mefer. Rabbi Yonasan amar, what do you mean? Matzinu b'chol makom, sheshlucho shel adam kamoso. Rabbi Yonasan says, why not? Shlichus. This machlokas we discussed then, back on the five days, this is one of the major machlokos discussed by the Achronim in terms of how to look at shlichus. Is shlichus mamish an identification? Right, what does the Tanakhama hold? Right, what it's not the husband. What is Rabbi Yonasan hold? Shlichus, what do you mean shlichus? Doesn't the Torah say you need the husband? The answer is, the shlich is the husband. Right, the Lekach Tov talks about this in Simon Aleph. In his Sefer, this is the Yesod, the Machlokes, about what Shlichus is. But for our purposes, Taima da Amarachmana Ishei Kimenu Vishei Firenu, even the Tanakhama of Yoshia only rejects the possibility because of a special Xeris Akasiv, you need Mamish the husband there, Halavachi, but without that, Apuchav is Mefer. Without that special Xeris Akasiv, everybody would agree that the Apotropis, the shliach, can be made for nedarim before they occur. The ilugabedi day, and what about himself? Tanya, we learned, ha'omer l'ishto, kol nedarim shetaturi mikan v'achavu melkaploni. Any neder that you make, you kayamin. They're mekuyim. Lo maklum, a person cannot be mekayim a neder before it exists. Harehi mufarim, but if he wants to be made for a neder before it exists, that's a machlokas. Rebbe Eliezer Omer mufar, you can, if you remember the svar was, it's easier to prevent something than to break something. So if the husband can break it, so he surely can be prevented. The chamim say, no, mufar. The chamim say, no, he can't. Chamim say, you can't do anything before it exists. But now the Gemara gets to its point. Chasal kadaitach, what do we think at this point? Ki amar Rabbi Yoshia, when Rabbi Yoshia said his shita that the husband cannot, you cannot make a shliach, aliba drabanan. That's going like the rabbanan, da amri lo matzi mefer. And they say you cannot be mefer. V'ilav da amar achmani shei kimenei v'shei firenu. And while we're not for that zeros akatsiv, apotropis havi mefer. Question mark. What do you see from here if you line up these two shitos? The apotropis would be able to be mefer without a zeros akatsiv, even though the husband cannot be mefer. So you see an example, something that you can make a shliach to do something, even though you can't do it. That goes against our principle. Says the Gemara, no. V'dilma liba d'Rebbe Eliezer, d'Amar Matzi Mefer. No, those Amoraim were just, or those early, right, those Rebbeinu Rebbe Yoshia, were only talking within the Shita that allows the husband to do it. And therefore, you could also have a shliach do it. So if he could do it, so what do you have to make the shliach for anyway? The apotropis, just let him do it. Ksavar Dilma, he's worried that when he's ready to go, Mishtilna, he's going to forget. O Rasachna, he's going to be angry. O Matridna, he's going to be tarred. You know what? Sometimes when we're going away, we want to take care of things early because we think that when we're getting into the busyness of the trip, we're going to forget. So that's what he was trying to do, and therefore, there is no raya against the yisod of the Gemara. The yisod still stands that if a person cannot do something halachically, they cannot make a shliach to do something either. This machlokas also, the fact that theoretically you could do athar nakamai de shliach, Rabbi Kiva Eger says in Maseches Gittin, this is against the Maharit. What Maharit? Once we're talking about shlichus, we're talking about a topic, another shas topic related to shlichus, and that's called mili lo mimsiri l'shliach. That comes up in Maseches Gittin. What does that principle mean? So according to 98% of Mefarshim, that means mili, words, are not able to be given over in shlichus. That means, again, according to Rove, If I make a shliach to do something, that shliach cannot make a shliach without my permission. That's called mili, words, unless it's an action. If I told a shliach to buy something for me, then if he can't do it, then he might be able to, shliach A could be shliach B, possibly. Shliach also shliach. But if it's only words, I didn't ask him to do anything. I just gave over words, a tzivui, so then that's not transferable. That's mili lo mimsiri l'shliach. The Maharit has a chiddush. The Maharit says, I can't even make a shliach in the first place when it comes to words. The Maharit says, you can't make a shliach to be makdish something for you. I can't make a shliach to because be makdish something is just words. You're not asking him to actively do anything, do a maisa. That's the Maharit. Mili lo mimsiri l'shliach means even stage one, making shliach one. And all the achronim say, what are you talking about? All the cases of the Gemara are about shliach A to shliach B. Says the Rebbe Akiva Eger in Gittin on Daf Lamed Beis, this Gemara, our Gemara is against the Maharit. Because you can make a shliach to be mefer or makin. That's also just words. Right? All right, so it's also just words. That's what he says. Ikar de mili haynu dein koach la shliach limsar kochol adin shliach shliach sheni. Right, that's what the Rebbe Akiva Eger says. But ubehechrech lomar dafka amiris. He continues and goes into it, but he says it's against the Maharit. Okay, let's continue. Try to get through this Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Next case. Says the Mishnah. Hare alai legaleach chatzi nazir. Let's see. Somebody accepts to be megaleach half a nazir. Pashas. What does that mean? I accept to bring the karbanos, half of the karbanos. I'm going to pay for half of the karbanos of a nazir. That's what it sounds like. V'shama chadeir of yamar v'ani alai legaleach chatzi nazir. So in that case, zem megaleach nazir shalim. V'zem megaleach nazir shalim. Diver meir. Meir says no. Right when you accept half, you accept whole. That's Rebbe Meir shita. No, they each are megaleach half a nazir. That's the Mishnah. The Mefarshim here talk about, you know, why can't you just have a machlokas about one person? Right? Just have a machlokas about a person who has to be megaleach chatzi nazir. Why? What's the chiddush of having it with two people? Okay, the Rishonim discuss it here. Amar Rava, hakol modim, kol hecha to amar, chatzi karbanas nazir alai. Everybody agrees. If somebody accepts to bring half karbanas of a nazir, chatzi karban maisi, so he brings half. Karbanas chatzi nazir alai. I want to bring the karbanas of half a nazir. There's no such thing as half a nazir. So, kulei karban boy asuye. Then he definitely has to bring all the karbanas of a whole nazir. My time, to lo ashkecha naziris lapalka. There's no such thing as half a nazir. So those two languages are clear. Half of a nazir, no good. They have to bring the whole nazir. Half karbanas of a nazir, fine. But the machlokes is the following, the middle unclear lashon. V'chi pligi b'lishta de bastisan. Right, that's the machlokes, the half of the karbanos of a nazir. Mermeir savar kibet amar hare Allah ichay vakule karban naziris. Right, when you say that, v'chi kamar chatzi naziris lav kol kamine. And when you say half, then that's no good. When you say hare Allah is a full acceptance, and you can't be chozer bo. For Rabbanan Savri, the language that we had a couple of days ago too, neder upesach imahu. No, you read it as one statement, and therefore you're able to accept half the value of the karbanas. And you can pay for half, and it is not a problem. So that's the machlokas, two cases where there is no machlokas, and one case where there is. Okay, we'll stop here, but then Hashem, we will continue. Jam-packed dafim here that we have tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.